Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. This is episode 124. And again, I always love starting just by saying thank you. I feel so blessed with this podcast and all the messages we receive. And, you know, when we started my job together, this podcast was really to reach people and simplify spirituality. And I just love this getting to so many people, and it's helping. So thank you. Before we start this week's podcast, I just want to remind people of the promotions that we have going on this month. Me and Stace really kind of wanted to do something to help people kind of connect with us and experience what we do, and make it affordable. And bear in mind, it's March, third month of the year. We thought, well, why don't we have a promotion with the third month of the year? So we thought we'd do a Mad March promotion where you get a 30-minute reading from Stacey, or me and Stacey. And you get to experience more we do at a spiritual level. It's not an Akashic reading, because Akashic reading takes longer, but you do get to experience what we do as intuitives, as coaches. And if you've been thinking about connecting with us, this is a great month to do it in. You can book with us 30-minute session. I'll post the links to book in the show notes. You can also connect to our websites and find the information there. My website is spiritualjourney.life. Stacey's is stacey-brown.com, and you can book through that there too. You can reach out to us and DM us through Insta, and we'll send you the links, etc. So we would love to connect with you guys. And the second reminder is we do a free monthly Zoom session where you get 90 minutes of healing. It's free. It's on Zoom. You can choose to be on screen. You don't have to be. But again, we will have a conscious conversation. We normally have some sort of meditation activation. And then we open the group Akashic Records and we share a message. It's another great way to connect with us and experience what we do. It's going to be on Thursday the 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern.
No, 2 p.m. Pacific.
2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for the reminder, Stace. And actually, it's 9 p.m. UK, because U.S. clocks change this weekend, or it's gone, the weekend just gone. And UK, Europe doesn't change until the end of the month. So yeah, join us on Thursday if you can. Again, I'll include the link to register in the show notes. Otherwise, DM us and we'll send you the link. But to get into this month's episode, we decided on, normally we decide the episode titles quite a lot in advance, but this one was kind of inspired by a conversation I was having with Stacey yesterday. And the title is Navigating Purpose, Conquering Anxiety. And the reason we thought of this title is, you know, both of us have decided to dedicate our lives to creating a healing business, really kind of living our purpose. Stace gave up a very successful hairdressing business. I left a senior high-paying corporate role. And, you know, both of us, I mean, Stace can speak for herself, but I knew that this is what I'm here to do. But, you know, there is, as you change and as you focus on, you know, living your purpose, there is anxiety that goes with it too, right? There is, you know, for me, leaving the corporate role, it was safe, right? I had a monthly salary. And, you know, some people I know are thinking I'm probably a little bit crazy, because, hold on, why would you leave a safe corporate role to really kind of create your own business on the healing side? But I knew I had to do it. I knew it was something I was here to do. I am really passionate about what I do, and I want to help people. I want to guide people, but also, you know what? I want to be abundant in all ways too. And, you know, there is anxiety about working on yourself. There's also anxiety about, you know, kind of living your purpose, fulfilling your destiny, and making sure that you do everything you're here to do. So, you know, it's kind of, we felt it was a good opportunity to kind of, for some real talk, right? There's our objective on this podcast is to share from the heart, to share and guide people with whatever knowledge we have. But also, you know, we're humans too, right? We're a soul having a human experience, and we go through just like where everyone else does. And we just thought it'd be a great way to share. And like I said, for me, navigating in my purpose and creating the healing business, I know is what I'm here to do. I'll always say my purpose is anyone I connect with is to leave them better than I found them. And that allows me to do this podcast, to live my purpose, also allows me to do mentorship, public speaking, whatever else I want to do, because I really do want to leave anyone I connect with energetically or in person or hears my voice, I want to leave them better than I found them. So, for example, if this podcast episode helps one person, then today I've achieved my purpose. But at the same time, you know, the anxiety of creating a business, the anxiety of you know, being abundant, doing everything I want to do, is still there too, right? It's just, you know, where do I focus? What do I start with doing? You know, what are the areas? There's so much around creating a social business following on Insta and TikTok and the rest of it, and using social media to create a pipeline, and then, you know, kind of making sure that we focus on the right areas of the business to reach as many people as we can, but also, you know, to be successful, whatever success looks like. So it is an anxiety, and there's so much change energetically happening around us. You hear me talk about it quite often. You know, 2023 and the beginning of this year was really all about closing karmic cycles and new beginnings. And I really do feel that we're going energetically into a space where the universe is pushing us to truly live our purpose, truly to do what we're here to do, to shine our light and to put ourselves at the center of that world. But at the same time, we have a human existence, and we have the same, you know, fears and concerns as everyone else does. So we just thought it'd be a good conversation to have. So Stacey, I'm going to hand over to you on really kind of, how do you feel about this topic of navigating purpose and conquering anxiety?
Oh, I'm sitting here gripping the sides of the
computer. I could feel your energy. I could feel your energy. So I wanted to bring you in.
Yeah. So I can't remember a season in my life where I didn't have anxiety. I mean, I have memories from a very young age being anxious, and I'm talking like age 2, I have a memory of anxiety. And then fast forward to age 8, I have another like pivotal season in my life where I recall having anxiety. And I would say unconsciously that anxiety has fueled a lot of my decisions. And I have used it kind of like maybe some people use the rush of adrenaline. Anxiety has been something that's fueled me. And I am recognizing in this season that it's not something that I want to continue. I want to lead with an open heart. And I think sometimes anxiety can kind of muddy the waters, right? And a lot of it is fear of change and the unknown. And I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but if you're somebody who's naturally an anxious person, you know, have you ever thought about where it comes from? And I know for me, a huge part of it is my dad's voice playing in my head, even when I don't want it to. And he was also an anxious person. And I remember him working really, really hard to build a career. And there always being this underlying wave of anxiety that he wanted to be more or do more. And constantly chasing that. And even at his most successful point, he was still operating from a space of anxiety. So I think the first thing to uncover if you're an anxious person is, where does it come from? And like I said, for me, it comes from my dad. And I was both learning from his example, and I was impacted by it in the way that he parented me. And there was this message that if you didn't have a college degree, then there was no way that you were going to be successful and be able to take care of yourself. And even having run a very successful business in the beauty industry, I still had his voice playing in my head all the time that I was not going to be successful the way somebody would who had a college degree. And I chose to go to trade school. I chose to become a hairdresser. And there was this vibration of me being less than because I didn't accomplish things that he deemed successful. And here I am at 47 years old. I have four kids. I now have a new granddaughter. And I still have his voice playing in my head. And I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. I think sometimes we get on this podcast and we talk about things from like a space of success. But I am very real in saying that this is something that I'm still navigating. I don't come to you as an expert today in how to overcome it. I come to you as an expert in anxiety, that's for sure. But I wouldn't say that I come from a space of being clear on how to navigate it. I just know that in this season, it's doing more harm than good. When you're somebody who struggles with anxiety, it's something that you feel like takes on a life of its own. And when you lay down in bed at night, your thoughts race. Or when you're accomplishing a task, you're already thinking of the five things ahead of that task that you have to accomplish. And your mind is racing with all the potential horrible outcomes. And within a few moments, you can take yourself from a space where you're safe in your home, doing what you need to be doing, to homeless and living on the streets with no income. Like it can be that extreme. And for those who know what that feeling is like, even talking about it probably evokes even more anxiety. But my greatest desire in co-hosting this podcast is to bring the realness to the audience that we're on the journey too. And we have a very successful business. We have clients from all around the world. Our podcast is insanely successful. I've written a book, for heaven's sake. And yet I still put this pressure on myself that I need to do more and I need to be more and that it's not enough. And the question that I'm asking myself today is, when is it going to be enough? When am I going to stop and recognize what I've accomplished and sit in the beauty and the power of that? At what point do I say I'm successful? Like, is it a certain number of clients? Is it a certain amount of money? Is it a certain location that I visit? Is it like, what is going to mean success to me? And the thing is, by so many people's standards, I'm already successful, right? I mean, I left my marriage and watched that end about 2 years ago now. I've been living in my own space for the last year, supporting myself and my daughter, and I've somehow built a brand new business while going through all of these life changes. And yet I'm still worried about what's next. And the universe has shown me over and over and over again that I am held. The universe has showed me over and over again that it has my back. And so I just want our listeners to think about where your thoughts go. And Are you creating a different story about your life that is having an impact on your reality? And is your reality even lined up with what you make up in your head, right? Like, it just has made me think a lot today. You know, I woke up early this morning and I had to get like my tasks done at home, right? And then I spent the whole day from the time I dropped my daughter off at school until now recording this podcast. I've spent the entire day with clients helping them with major life transitions, major decisions they're making. And I've been working all day with clients and just feeling the beauty of being able to help clients navigate through these life changes. And I wouldn't be here had I not gone through similar life transitions, right? That have equipped me with the knowledge that I need to be able to help people navigate their own journey. And yet there's been this wave of anxiety that I've had that has kind of tainted the magic of the day, right? And so I'm in a season where I am learning the things that help with my anxiety. And I believe when we've been doing something for a really long time, a certain way, that way is familiar. And so in some twisted way, it's comfortable, right? So I've been leading with anxiety for so many decades that it's what my psyche, it's what my soul knows. And so that's the place that I revert to. But I'm very clear, especially in the last 24 hours, it has hit me. Like, I don't want to keep doing life this way. I don't want to continue to be in this space. And therefore, I am actively pursuing alternatives. And that is also a learning process, because in order to do something I've never done before, I've got to incorporate more habits of things that I've never done before, right? Like, I know there are like a lot of things that I do to combat the anxiety, but am I doing them regularly enough to feel the positive impact of them and to be able to shift my energy into a different space? And I go back to the same question. When is enough going to be enough? Like, when am I going to feel like, okay, I've made it now, right? Like I just said, I spent the whole day with clients.
Which is what you've always wanted for, right? This was our conversation yesterday. And it's kind of, it's easier for, I guess, for me to see it outside of your world, because I mean, with this conversation we had, I'm like, Stace, you know, you've manifested everything you want. It's like, you're busy. There's loads of clients and there's loads of, so, but this anxiety kind of consumes you. I've seen it consume me. I'm like, well, you know, this is just stopping you from really truly feeling the magic. And, but you just said so many of the things that I think help people understand where and how to deal with anxiety. And the first thing is always, where does it come from? Because what if, no matter how successful you are, until you understand where the anxiety comes from and you do the healing around it, that anxiety has always been there. Because as you say, you know, we're busier than we've ever been before. I mean, it's only been a month since I left the corporate world, but things are building well. So it's like, well, you know, what if it's not about identifying what success looks like, which I think is important, by the way, but really about understanding it? Because it's like, healing, the first stage is always awareness. So asking the question, where does anxiety come from? You've identified in you, right? It came from your dad, came from your father, right? So identifying it and becoming aware of it is always the first stage. Accepting it, because the next thing we do is like, you know, I'm always anxious, you know, why does it, and it consumes us, right? A little bit. And it's like, you know, if we can accept, well, hold on a second, I've always been anxious because of this reason. Okay, so how has it been serving me? And we start asking a different question. And sure, defining success, the challenge with defining success, and by the way, I 100%, you know, agree that everyone should do that, is sometimes when you're anxious around it, you've already dismissed the success and moved on to, well, it's still not enough, right? Because the anxiety is still there. So for me, I think there's so many clues in the what you just said. And the first thing is identifying the anxiety, understanding where it came from, and, you know, kind of doing the inner child work. And, you know, we've done episodes on inner child, but really kind of, because in some way, the anxiety is serving you, right? It is. And, you know, being a little bit anxious before you do public speaking and the rest of it, I think actually helps because it keeps you on your toes. But when the anxiety is so much that it consumes you, then it does affect you, affects your health, it affects everything about you. But again, it's like we always talk about having a strong self-care routine. And Stace, I've seen you do it. When you have the strong self-care routine, which includes, you know, some sort of physical activity, doing journaling, doing meditation, I actually seen how much effect it has on you, because actually the anxiety affects you less. So, and I've seen the opposite. When things get really busy and you don't have time to do those things, the anxiety consumes you, especially in the quiet moments. So, you know, it's I'm not a naturally anxious person. I feel the pressure of what I'm doing. I feel the nervousness around it, and I have fears around not fulfilling my destiny. But it's like when I see you being as anxious as you are sometimes, there's a part of me is like wants to help you, right? Wants to. That's why we had the conversation yesterday around, oh my God, things, you know, if you look at things you can be grateful for. And by the way, we were having this conversation when you were surrounded by your kids, and it's exactly what you wanted. You had your grandchild in your arms, and you know, it's that. And I really do feel that sometimes the anxiety stops us truly appreciating the magic moments too, right? And what if we could? And I talk about this a lot, and I get sometimes I might make things sound easy, but if we could truly focus on the moment and really focus on what to be grateful for in the moment, I do feel that our anxiety can become less. And, you know, part of it is, as you said, defining what success looks like. I would take it further in being clear on what your purpose is, because sometimes we get stressed because we don't know what our purpose is. And the anxiety comes from actually, well, hold on, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? And, you know, so yes, if we were to kind of go through the recommendations, identifying where the anxiety comes from and really kind of doing the healing that's required around it, to become aware and then accepting who you are is, of course, a big part of it. Having a strong self-care routine is another big part of it. Being clear on what success looks like, and, you know, being clear on what your purpose is. But again, I've seen trying to define what your purpose looks like. I've seen how it drives people sometimes a little crazy because, oh my God, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Here's the thing, sometimes your purpose evolves, right? And what if you have multiple things you're meant to be here to do, which is why I'd always recommend keeping your purpose simple. And, you know, that's why I keep mine simple, which is I want to leave anyone I connect with better than I found them. And sure, if any of our listeners wants to use that one, go for it. That one actually came from Sidra, who I talk about in this podcast before. So defining how the anxiety is serving you and the fear that comes with it is always, always the first step. So Stace, you said one of the things you said was that after how you felt over recent times and all that sort of stuff, you're determined to make sure the anxiety doesn't consume you. What else are you going to do, and what else would you recommend to our listeners in terms of really kind of, I guess, understanding the anxiety and not letting it consume you?
So I would say that what I have learned is, like you were saying earlier, there are certain things that I know will help me to navigate through the anxiety. And just like everything has an ebb and a flow, there are times where I'm more dialed in with my routine than I am other times. And honestly, it's just because life happens, right? I mean, I'm raising a little girl, sharing custody with her dad. So 50% of the time she's with me. And I don't like to take the time away from her if I can avoid it. And so because we've been so busy, I haven't been as strict with myself about my exercise. And working out looks different for everybody, right? For some people, it's getting on the bike for 30 minutes. For some people, it's going outside for a run. For some people, it's taking a weight class. Like, there are all different avenues, but having that physical activity where I can get my blood pumping in another way really does help me. And it allows me a space, I think, to get out that energy and to feel more even keeled. So I would say that's one of the first things that helps me. Another one that is really helpful is journaling. You know, when you have racing thoughts all the time and you don't have a place to put them, then they tend to just spin in your head over and over and over again. But a lot of times when I sit down and I write, especially following my journaling template, it helps me dial in on what's real and what is made up in my mind, right? So it gives me a space to write down like the stresses of the day, but then it's also giving me the space to practice some gratitude, which gives me a better perspective, which shifts my mood. Another thing that's really important for me, and I don't know who else is like this, but sleep is super important for me. If I have a night where I don't go to bed until late, you can guarantee that the next day my anxiety is going to be higher because I'm sleep deprived. So I'm really, really careful about being aware of like getting my daughter to bed and then doing my nighttime routine. Another thing that magnifies my anxiety is social media. And it's kind of a double-edged sword because social media has been a blessing in connecting us with so many of our clients, in gaining new clients, in interacting with people who maybe can't afford us, but they'll interact with our social media. So social media is a huge part of my brand and my business, but trying to be aware of how much time I spend on social media is super important because there's a big difference between getting on social media and marketing your business and sitting and mindlessly scrolling and comparing yourself to other people, right? And we've all been there. If you're on social media, at some point you've compared yourself to other people and what they have, whether it's, you know, the great relationship that they're in or the vacation that they went on or the new house that they got or whatever it is, that can really be detrimental to someone who struggles with anxiety because you're thinking, okay, this person has evolved to this and I'm still in this, right? So there are a few things that I feel I know help me. And sometimes there are days where I wake up and I have just enough time to get my daughter to school and on the bus before I start with clients. And then the next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock at night and I haven't worked out and I haven't journaled and I haven't taken that time to be introspective. And when I do those things, I notice a big difference. And so what I'm working on in this season is acquiring more balance in my life, more balance between helping other people and helping myself. Like there are things that I just know work for me. And I have to make the time for those things to be a priority because it has such an impact on my mental health.
Yeah. It is really interesting, the human side and the spiritual side of us, right? Is that, you know, when you just said, if somebody looks outside of you, everything you've achieved, in many ways, they're, you know, going to be saying things like you're successful, but also you talked about comparison, right? And that is such a dangerous thing too, right? And it's just, you know, social media and what we feel or what we imagine certain people's lives are like, and putting people on a pedestal and then comparing ourselves and our inner voice is such a big part of it. It's because, you know, if we think about the conversation we have with ourselves, if we had the same conversation with our friends, we probably wouldn't be friends anymore. So, you know, it is deciding the self-care routine that works for you is really important. What does success look like? But also doing the things that inspire you, right? I mean, it's like, I'm sure we all have things that we've done in the past that really work for us, right? But for whatever reason, we stopped doing them, like journaling, like exercise, like meditation. So to really kind of part of dealing with anxiety, I really do believe, is doing the things that actually work for us. For me, you know, being present in the moment, doing things like meditations and, you know, kind of time in nature helps me to be present. And I really do feel when you're present, the anxiety gets less. You know, and understanding and accepting your journey, because I also feel the anxiety comes from not accepting who we are and always thinking that we're, you know, that you're not enough, we're not enough. And, you know, accepting that you are who you are, right? That you can't, you can change yourself moving forward. You can decide to be somebody different. But unless you're a time machine, you can't go back and change who you were. So accepting who you are today, being focused on the moment, but also having that self-care routine, it's like building a strong base chakra. When you have a good, strong self, it gives you a solid base to then deal with anything else. And I guess the other part we haven't talked about, Stace, is living our purpose. And the stress and anxiety that goes with that. It's that, you know, I it's really interesting, the balance between human and spirituality, because I really do feel as a soul, when we start living our purpose and we start doing what we're here to do, and let's say it's creating a healing business, I think there's a part of our soul that gets lit up. You know, when we're working with clients, and I've seen it in you, right? I've seen it in your eyes in terms of, when we guide somebody to truly become the best version of themselves, to shine their light, it lights your soul up, right? In that moment, you're not feeling anxious, you're not feeling, and the anxiety comes afterwards when it's in the quiet moments, you're sitting there and, you know, you're focusing on the things that are not working. And that's where the anxiety comes from. But when you're in the moment of living your purpose and doing what you're here to do, that anxiety may be still there, but it's not as present. And it's just, if you could control and focus on your self-talk and really kind of, this is where journaling comes in too, and meditation. You know, when you journal about what you're grateful for and you're intentional with it, I really do feel it balances out the anxiety. Is that, but when you don't do those things, and Stacey, you were just talking about it, the anxiety in the quiet moments actually increases. And it's really weird, it's when things are busy, when things are chaotic, actually I feel that doing the strong self-care routine in many ways is even more important, because when things are chaotic, the quiet moments become even more intense. Your sleep is not as much. You talked about sleep too, right? When you're sleeping less, you get a bit more anxious. When you don't have time for you to truly process whatever's happening, whether that's through silence or meditation, again, that just increases it. So, you know, there are so many factors, but it really does come down to just a couple of things. And that is, like it's like we've been saying, strong self-care routine, understanding where the anxiety comes from, and doing the healing work around it is pretty much big factors to really kind of deal with the anxiety. But changing tact a little bit, really sitting with yourself and asking, okay, what am I here to do on this planet? What is my purpose? What are we focused, you know, what am I focusing on to truly do? And I really do feel this is energetically is the time where a lot of us are feeling a fire in our stomach, feeling something different is happening around us. And I really do feel the universe is pushing us to really think and consider, what is your purpose? What is our purpose? What is my purpose? So sitting there and you know, you could sit there and say, okay, you know what, tell me what our purpose is. I would recommend sitting there and saying, okay, what are the things I enjoy doing? What is it? And be a student, be an investigator, kind of like, what is it that truly lights up my soul? Because it's easy to say, you know, I love spending time with our friends or whatever that looks like. You know, I love going about and all that sort of stuff. But things that light your soul are maybe a little bit different. Like I said, for me, I know that, you know, when I open somebody's Akasha records or I'm mentoring somebody and I see something in their eyes and, you know, we kind of, I see the awareness because both the way that me and Stace mentor is we never told anyone what to do. What we do is we allow people to grow in a space where they truly understand who they are. And just those moments where we guide people to truly understand who they are, what their purpose is, that reduces the fear in me. That confirms to me, especially when I journal about it, that I'm doing exactly what I'm here to do. So Stace, why don't you talk about, and I know we talked a lot, you talk about in your book too, but in terms of, you know, really kind of finding your purpose and letting that empower you and motivate you in the moments of anxiety. What does that look like for you?
I mean, I think it's important that people know that, you know, when I went through everything with my son, I couldn't make sense of it. And I don't know if anybody else has felt this way before, but.
So Stace, can you just share just what your son went through briefly? And because not everybody may have heard it, right? Just so they give context.
Yeah. Yeah. So my son in January of 2019 overdosed in our home and he survived. And then 4 months later, he attempted to take his own life. And when all of that happened, he was extremely injured. He was in the hospital for quite a while and he made a miraculous recovery. But the amount of trauma in like an isolated amount of time was very overwhelming. And I had a really hard time of making sense with, for me, how God would allow our family to suffer in that way, like to go through that magnitude of suffering in such a short span of time. And it wasn't just my son. I was dealing with some medical issues myself. I had to have a surgery. The surgery was botched. I then ended up going through a divorce, selling my dream home. Like it just was like back to back to back things that I was suffering with. And at a certain point, I had the realization that the only way that I could make sense of that magnitude of suffering was that God wanted to use that story and use that pain to help other people and a lot of other people. It was literally the only way I could make peace with it because I could not understand how anyone would let us suffer like that. And it was like, you're suffering because this story, this journey is meant to help a lot of people. So with that mindset, I came to recognize that being a hairdresser and staying behind the chair, making people look and feel good wasn't enough anymore. And that I was meant to do more. And I embarked on this journey of several different avenues of kind of figuring out how I could help people on a bigger scale. I've always been intuitive and I've hidden my gifts and abilities. And through the journey with my son, some of those abilities were enhanced and they were used more in the space of being in the hospital with him. And just some of the spiritual encounters I had were really significant. In addition to that, I was learning so many life lessons through these processes. And then I stumbled upon a life purpose, life coaching course, and just decided off the cuff to take the course. And it kind of helped me refine some of the abilities that I was already using behind the chair in a different way. And as I started seeing like one piece being uncovered and then the next piece being uncovered, I recognized that I was meant to help people to change their lives, not just their hair. I was meant to bring people into a greater understanding of who they are so that it can shift the way they're showing up in the world. And as I started to understand that, all of these pieces started to fall into place to guide me on the journey of making that vision a reality. And I'm calling it a vision, not a dream. It was a vision. And it was a vision that I had for a really long time, even before everything happened with my son. I remember one time, I'm going to approximate like 10 or 11 years ago. I was married to my ex-husband. I want to say, I don't think my little girl was here yet. So I think it was before she was born. And I had my like morning talk with God. And I heard him say, "Hold on, you're meant for more." And I thought to myself, what am I? I'm meant for more. Like, I already have a house full of children. I'm working a business that's very successful in the community. What more could there possibly be? And man, if God had showed me back then everything that was going to happen in my life up until now, I probably would have curled up in the bed and asked to die because it would have been that overwhelming to me. So I believe now that God was just giving me windows instead of like windows into the future instead of the whole picture, because the whole picture would have been too much for me to handle. And my life right now looks nothing like it did 2 years ago. My life right now is so dramatically different from anything that I could have planned or expected. And every part of the process, though I have had anxiety, every part of the process has been so divinely led. Everything, from the people that I've met, to the places that I've visited, to the business that I'm running, to the relationship that I have with my children, it has blown my mind how God has showed off.
Love that. You know, it's really interesting that, you know, if we could just ask our listeners to stop and just really consider how much your lives have changed in the last few years, because I also feel that the anxiety comes from when our expectations are not met. And, you know, the illusion of control. If you look at the last few years, how much control have we really had, right? I mean, just like you look at when COVID hit and lockdown hit, you know, nobody could have anticipated that. Nobody could have predicted that. And, you know, but in many ways, we're all healing at the same time. And it means that all the expectations we had, you know, our anxiety levels at that time probably increased because the uncertainty of what the future holds and the rest of it. And I just feel that the last few years has been a period where, you know, God, the universe has been showing off in ways, but because we've had certain expectations of how things are going to go and those expectations are not met, it does cause anxiety, it does cause frustration, it does cause fears. And again, I make it sound easy, but the more that we can really appreciate the level of control that we had, or we have, is limited because we've been pushed in a different sort of way. And Stacey, you just said it. It's like, you know, your life, whatever it was 10 years ago, perceptibly, it was perfect. You know, everything was, but the universe has a way of forcing us to truly figure out and connect with our purpose. And, you know, you went on a journey and you could argue it was a choice. You could argue it was a roller coaster to become the healer that you are. You know, some of it was a choice and some of it wasn't. And even it's like for me and, you know, kind of my spiritual awakening and My spiritual awakening started when somebody did a bit of black magic on me that I didn't even know existed. I didn't even know that was even possible at the time. And that was, nearly 18, 19 years ago. And, that led to a couple of years of darkness. I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't humanly, I couldn't have done anything about it. But it led me down a path to become the spiritual healer that I am now, the podcast host, etc. And it's just, that illusion of control and realizing that some of the major things that happen in our lives, we don't really control. We can't really control what happens to us, but we can choose how we respond to what happens to us. And that takes time too, right? I mean, all the change that you went through in such a short space of time, you couldn't necessarily control because it was just a lot of things happening. But actually you chose how to respond. And when you're in that intense emotional period, it is hard to respond from a loving space. But if we, I really do feel the intensity is going to reduce, but it is letting go of our expectations is, I really do feel, a big part of it. Because even when we're talking about connecting with the spiritual journey and the rest of it, comparing yourself to others and how other people receive messages and expecting that big epiphany in the sky to try, to kind of all of a sudden open you up, that causes anxiety too. Because I remember I used to get stressed about all the time. Oh my God, why are all these people receiving messages and I can't receive anything? But it's expectations of how those messages are going to come through, or what our life should look like. Or, we tell ourselves a story. Oh my God, this age, I was expecting to be married or with kids or whatever, 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 right? Accepting who you are, like we said at the beginning, asking those questions to become aware and then accepting that you are where you are is such a big part of it. And then allowing the universe to show off for you in different ways that you can't even expect is also such a big part. But doing the things that you know have always worked for you in the past and being open to different, to new things, including like things like journaling, also truly helps you to manage the anxiety. And then asking the question, well, hold on, how am I here to serve? What is my purpose? Again, helps us to truly connect and maybe separate the anxiety from our purpose. Because as this conversation goes, it's like, perceptively, people, even our listeners are listening, and the rest of it is that people outside of your world may look at you and think, oh my God, you've got it all going on and you've got everything perfect. But they don't know what's happening in your world and they don't need to. But you have to accept who you are and then from there decide what you're going to do differently, because it's always the self-talk. It is always the self-talk of saying you're not good enough and, you should be in a different place and all that sort of stuff. Accepting you for you, and maybe using the mantra, I am who I am, I am where I am. I am who I am, I am where I am. Maybe that's a great place to start. And Stace, as we get to closing this episode, I always love asking you any more kind of advice you have for our listeners and any general prompts to kind of help people on their journey to truly understand where the anxiety comes from and how they can connect with their purpose.
So I would say the first thing to do is acknowledge it, because I think a lot of us deal with anxiety, but a lot of times we try to push it down instead of facing it. So that would be the first thing, is asking yourself, am I dealing with anxiety? Like, is this real life that I should be stressed about, or am I making this something bigger than what it is? And then I would say it's about taking a closer look at your routine, your healthy habits. Do you have habits in place to support you in navigating your anxiety? Meaning, what self-care things do you need to do to better manage your mental and emotional state, right? Because it has a ripple effect, right? All the bodies, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, all have a ripple effect on each other. And so I would be saying to you right now, like, look at what you're doing. And does what you're doing support your desire to get your anxiety under control? Or are you getting up, firing on all cylinders and burning yourself out because you're spinning your wheels, worried about how everything's going to work out? And then I think the next question to ask yourself is, where does the anxiety come from? So sit down with your journal, get quiet for a minute, check in with your body, and find out, where is that anxiety coming from? For example, when I talked about my dad, right? And how it was something that I learned from him first and foremost, because that's how he did things. And then what he was imposing on me was this idea that I wasn't enough doing the things the way I was doing them because I didn't have a college degree, right? So recognizing where that anxiety comes from. Did somebody model this for you? Is this something that you picked up over time? And then I think the other thing to ask yourself is, like, have you been through some kind of trauma? Because the other thing is to think about is that there is PTSD is a real thing, right? And if you've been through a traumatic event, you may have picked up energetically on some anxiety going through that experience that you're having a hard time releasing from your body. And so I think it's important to delve into that. What life experiences have you been through that have maybe triggered some anxiety, right? So I think it's about taking the time to open up your journal. And you know that I harp on this, but I know there's power in it. And see what comes up when you write about the anxiety. Where is the anxiety coming from? Who showed you that level of anxiety? How long have you been living with it? And then I think the final question is, now that you know that you're dealing with anxiety, what are you going to do about it? And I don't want to diminish the fact that sometimes our anxiety needs to be dealt with a professional. Some of us need to be on medication, and there's no shame in that. Some of us need therapy. There's no shame in that. Those things can all be very supportive in helping to manage your anxiety, right? I mean, when I went through everything with my son, it was like, I knew that I needed to seek the help of a medical professional in order to navigate that. And so I don't want to diminish anybody who's dealing with it in whatever way you need to. I think that the goal needs to be to resolve it or to get it under control so that it is not impacting your day-to-day life, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's really important. I mean, on this podcast, we want to guide you. But at the same time, you know, if you really feel like you need that medical attention, you should get it. But we would always recommend working with a therapist. We have clients that work on, you know, that we mentor, but in parallel, they have a therapist who's helping them too, right? So ask for help. It's a sign of strength. And you know, if we can help and guide you, like we said at the beginning, we do have promotion right now where you can get a 30-minute reading. Reach out to us, and you know, we have a promo. You can get that for $33. We love what we do. We love to guide people. And you know, this topic may have triggered you in some kind of way. And, you know, I always say, it's like, you know, when we triggered, it is an opportunity for us to heal. It is an opportunity for really us to understand what we're going through. So I'm really hoping that some of the things we've talked about have helped. We always love receiving messages, you know, and suggestions. So please do reach out. And, you know, if you want a healing space, if you want a space that is nourishing, then just a reminder, we do have our monthly free Zoom healing session, which is a 90-minute session that happens this Thursday the
14th.
Thank you for that, Stace. At 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. UK. It's a space for like-minded people just to have a conscious conversation. We open the Akashic Records, do meditation. It's just, you get to experience what me and Stace do at a different level too. So as I close this episode out, you know, acknowledging is quite an intense topic. I really am sending so much love and light out. Really asking you to allow the universe to help and support you too. And I guess sometimes that's difficult to see. So I'm sending everyone so much love and light out. Stace, thank you for being your vulnerable self. I love when you share the levels that you do, and you are very vulnerable and you share from a heart-based space. So thank you for being a co-host, and I'm going to hand over to you to close us out.
You know, it's so crazy because for the longest time in my life, I felt like vulnerability was a weakness. And I've recognized in this season that it is a superpower. And my only hope is that through my vulnerability, I might touch someone's heart and help them on their journey to healing as well. We're all souls having a human experience, my friends. And this is an area that I'm still working really hard to overcome. And if this episode touched you in any way, reach out to us. We love hearing from you. We get emails all the time from people who have listened, and we always take the time to respond. So if you're feeling prompted to reach out to us, please do. If you're thinking about getting some support on your journey, we offer a free discovery call for you to be introduced to our mentorship program. It's a powerful process, and it's something that we've helped people from around the world to awaken to the desires of their heart and create the life that they want. Thanks again for another great episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye for now.